My message to you just in these few minutes, because we're going to worship God again, and we're going to pray, but I just want to leave you with this. Go God's way. For anybody here that might be visiting, or maybe you come from time to time, or maybe you just like coming to Times Square Church periodically, for whatever reason other than the fact of really giving your life completely to Jesus, I'm telling you now, go God's way. God's way works. God's way is the right way. Go God's way. God's way is up and not down. God's way is beyond what we see horizontally, vertically. God's way is the right way. It's a righteous way. It's an eternal way. It's a way of promise. It's a way of breakthrough. God's way is a miraculous way for you and I. Go God's way. So many people trying to go about life the way they feel best suits them, or what they think might work. We try so many different ways, but the only way to go is God's way. And God's way is through the Son, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. God's way is the Jesus way. It's the name by which we're all saved and set free. It's Jesus. When he walked this earth 2,000 years ago, there was a group of men that followed him closely. We know them as disciples. And he says something to them in the book of John here in the Bible in chapter 14. He says to his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God." Go God's way. I'll add that. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled. You see, the same things that he said to them many, many years ago is the same thing he wants to say to you tonight. And for those of you joining us online, go God's way. I don't know what trouble you're facing. I don't know what troubled times you're in. I don't know what your circumstances are like. I don't know what trial you're having to face. I don't know what your week looked like this past week. But God knows. And he says to you tonight, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Then he says, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Meaning, I wouldn't tell you this if it wasn't true. In my Father's house, there's many rooms. In my Father's kingdom, there's plenty of space for all of you. I love talking about heaven. I love sharing good news and letting people know that this earth, all that's here on this planet, is going to pass away. And for those who believe, for those who say, you know what, I'm not going to let trouble beat me up. I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I love telling people that when you do that, you get to live forever with Jesus. When you receive him, when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you have eternal life. Jesus said it right here. And he said, I wouldn't just be saying this just to over-exaggerate or to be dramatic or to just say something nice so that you can smile about it. Jesus was like, I am very serious about this. I'm going home. And when I get home, I'm preparing space for every single believer. You've got a home. You've got an eternal home. You've got a home that you don't have to pay for. All you got to do is believe. The kingdom that God is preparing for you and I, no rent is required. No credit check is required. All you got to do is just believe. The home that is waiting for every believer is beyond our human imagination. You know this. Let me tell you something. It is beyond the human intellect to be able to fully comprehend the greatness of the home that is waiting for every believer. It is beyond what we can gather. It is beyond what we can think. It is beyond what we can create. For every sci-fi movie that we have attempted to create, some sense of paradise, it doesn't compare to what heaven looks like for you and I. For every believer, for every person here that says yes to God, he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I mean, Take hold of that word for yourself. Believe this in faith. Jesus is preparing a place for you and I to be with him forever. And he's coming back to get us. Thank God for that. Because New York City can wear a brother down. Can I get an amen? Amen. I know I'm not the only one that's had to face some troubles in life. But Jesus said, if you believe, I'm coming to get you and we're going home. You can enjoy all this you want, but this is all going to pass away one day. We're going home and he's coming to get me. I don't have to figure out how to get there. I just need to believe. I don't know how to, sometimes you find yourself trying to say, man, I don't know how to gather all of this. And right now I got to get to work on Monday. I know you got to get to work on Monday, but for now, stick with me. Jesus is coming back to get every believer. And nobody knows the time, the place, or when. Nobody knows. We just got to trust and believe in faith that Jesus is coming to get us. He could get us right now. You know that. Or maybe you don't know that, so I'm going to tell you. It says in the word that any minute, any time, any second, in the blink of an eye, he can come and get his people right now. And you won't have to go to work on Monday. Gets me excited. That's paradise. Paradise is not based upon the fact of what I'll see up there. It's who I will be with up there. It's with Jesus, my Savior. Because before he went to go prepare a place for me, he came down on this earth and he died for me. And he died for you. Because he loves us. He loves you. And so, in the love of God, he made a way so that we could experience eternal life with the Father. And Jesus goes on to say that he and the Father are one. He says, and you know the way to where I am going. He asked this question to the disciples, but one of his disciples, who was known to doubt quite a bit, his name is Thomas, he says to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? Jesus says to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. Listen to me. I am the way. Because many people, we ask that question like Thomas. Well, help me understand the way and help me understand the whole heaven thing and help me understand just kind of this whole believing like the afterlife. No, wait. Before you can comprehend and understand heaven, you got to know who Jesus is. He is the way to life. When I say go God's way, go the way of Jesus. Receive him, believe in him, accept him into your life as Savior, as healer, as God, as a friend. He said, I am the way. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know what's about to happen when you step out these doors. What you need to know tonight is Jesus is the way. And he's the truth, which means there's no lie about this word. There is nothing wrong with this word. There's nothing wrong with the gospel. It is all truth. It is not to be debated. It is not to be reasoned with. It is not to be argued. You don't have to fight for this because Jesus is the truth. And that's all that is required of us to know and believe that he's coming back to get us. We're going God's way. He's the life. You want to live life? Give your life completely to Jesus Christ. Be fully surrendered to him. Not back and forth, not wavering. Like Adina said, knowing the truth, knowing who offers life, but yet slowly just straying away and crying time and time again. And those tears are guilt and shame and embarrassment. But Jesus desires to come and wipe away your tears and give you new life that you may know you are a new person in Christ Jesus. Here's what I mean when I say that. When he died on the cross, he died for all of our sins. Everything that you've done wrong, he paid the price for it. Because there was a debt because of our sin. It was death. Sin separated us from a holy and righteous God. We failed. That's our failure. That's man's rebellion against God. But God, he gives us his only son, Jesus Christ, to pay the sin debt that we owed. And when he died on the cross, he wipes out that sin debt. We don't owe God anymore. And more importantly, knowing that Jesus died on the cross, he rose again on the third day. The grave couldn't hold him because he was fully man and fully God. So he dies, he rises up on the third day. And that resurrected life is now offered to you and I because of the finished work of the cross. You can be a new person because your old self, the sin nature, you and I, rebels against God, that old person died on the cross with Jesus. So I'm no longer that old person. I'm no longer that guy that used to curse. I'm no longer that guy that got angry with everyone. I'm no longer that guy that was living my life jealous because of the next person getting ahead of me. I'm no longer that person that was bound in sin, bound in darkness. I am free because of Jesus Christ. I'm set free. I'm a new person. He says this, I'm the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Philip says to him, Lord, there's another disciple. They're still a little confused. Show us the Father, and it is enough for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? And this was Jesus expressing to these disciples that I and the Father are one. The Father is God and Jesus is God. They are one. And God himself gave us the Son, Jesus. Jesus willingly, in obedience to his Father, came down and died for us so that we could be free, so that we could have eternal life. You see, all of this was done so that you and I could live our lives on this earth victorious. And in the victory that we live out on this earth takes us from glory to glory until Jesus comes and finally takes us home. This is why you have to go God's way, because there is nothing greater than following after Jesus. There is nothing greater. There is nothing more fulfilling than knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. There is nothing more meaningful and purposeful than living your life completely for Jesus Christ. There's nothing else greater. There's nothing else more important. There's nothing else more satisfying. Nothing else can quench your thirst like Jesus can. He's the living water Scripture talks about. I'm tired of searching for an answer, for a new route, a new plan, a new direction. Maybe you're here tonight and you're just still trying to figure out the plan for your life. Still trying to figure out your next move. Why don't you go God's way? Give your life to Jesus completely. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And we're going to pray tonight. And I'm going to believe that every person here in the house of the Lord will fully and completely surrender their life. Go God's way, not man's way. Not man's way. My brothers and sisters, Man's way fails you every single time. You'll go this way with this man. You'll go this way with this woman. You'll jump into this relationship. You'll jump into this party. You'll jump into this club. You'll jump into this career. And every single spot that you attempt to go to find fulfillment will still leave your soul empty. Go God's way. Don't be stubborn tonight. The flesh will deceive you into thinking that every effort to find temporary satisfaction is good enough for you. One of the greatest deceptions in life is believing in ourselves. Go God's way. Go God's way. Be free tonight and go God's way. Will you stand up with me? Now, I want to pray with you tonight. Listen to me. I'm going to invite you to come up front. I'm going to step out of the way for just a minute, and we're going to worship. But I want to invite you to come up and go God's way. Maybe some of you here, sometimes you go God's way, but then sometimes you go another way. No, I want you to fully, completely surrender your life and go God's way tonight. I'm talking to you. Not Friday, I'm going to the club. On Sunday, I'm going God's way. Not Monday, I'm going to go hang out with this boyfriend of mine who doesn't even talk to you right, doesn't even know the God that you believe in, has a foul mouth, he's angry, and he's abusive. Let's go God's way so he can heal your heart. You just keep coming. You make your way up right here to the front as I'm talking to you. Men, stop chasing after women. Go God's way. Don't let pride get in the way of completely surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. Go God's way. You know what else too? God's way offers healing to every wounded heart that's here. Go God's way. Go God's way. Go God's way. You grab your friend's hand, you grab your mom's hand, you grab your brother's hand, whoever you are tonight, and you just get up here and you go God's way. There's nothing to be ashamed of in God's house. You just get up here, you get right before the Lord, you go God's way. Surrender, surrender, surrender to Jesus. Go God's way. From the balcony to the main floor, go God's way. No back and forth, no more wavering. Go God's way. No more just going to church. No, it's time to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Go God's way. Let's get off the internet. Let's bring an end to pornography tonight. Go God's way. Let's bring an end to pornography tonight. Let's go God's way. That stuff has kept you bound too long. Go God's way. Whatever the addiction is, go God's way and watch him set you free from that addiction. Go God's way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for all of those that have just come forward right now. Lord God, I thank you for the body of believers that are standing with them right now. Lord God, we stand in agreement, Lord God, knowing that, Lord, there is healing that is happening right now here in your house. I thank you, God, for every person that has said, yes, I'm going God's way. Your way offers healing. Thank you, Jesus. Your way is love that is poured out into our lives that brings healing. You touch every wound, every place where your people have been wounded, rejected, hurt. I thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being Savior right now to every person here in the house of the Lord, not just to those that have made a decision to come forward, but to everyone here in the house of the Lord. You're a healing God. You're a saving God. I thank you, Jesus. You're our deliverer. You are our redeemer. I thank you for every person watching online. You set the captives free now, oh God, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, move now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everyone that has come forward now, pray this prayer with me. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe in you. I believe you died on the cross for me. You took my place. You died for my sins. And you set me free. Thank you, Jesus. Come and live inside of me. Make me a new person. I choose your way. I choose eternal life. I choose to turn from darkness. And I choose to live in the light. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you for loving me. While I was yet a sinner, you loved me. And I receive you now as my Savior, as my healer, as my deliverer, as my friend. In your name I pray. Amen and amen.